sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Wednesday, September 13th. It is 2017. And as always, we are here to move your brain matter around, get you thinking. Dogs are barking. Just so you know, I'm in a hotel room still. Power out at my house. Internet out at my office. Phones out at my office. Bright house. Was working when we got in Monday morning, and somebody who was trying to fix something cut something. So that's been my week. So I'm sitting in a hotel room. I got Cosmo and Winston with me. Hold up. No barking, okay? But there's a lot of noise out there. So if you hear them, sorry. But anyway, more importantly, there's so much going on out there, ladies and gentlemen, with the markets, with Washington, D.C., and we're going to cover every bit of it. And every now and then we get not often, we get emails, you talk too much about Washington, D.C. This is a smart show on the markets. Stop it. I never had to talk about Washington, D.C. But then they decided to do what they've done over the years. Then they decided to interfere with markets, and they decided to run the markets. So it is a... It's a must that I talk about it. And now we have the Trump administration, and everybody is so hopeful. I'm not that hopeful anymore. I had hope coming in. The markets look like they still have hope. But I have another take on the markets, and you know what that is, the easy money. We'll see what happens. We're talking tax reform now, and we're going to have tax reform, and we're going to do this. Well, we'll see. All I know is that now Trump is negotiating and dealing with and currying favor with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest. I'll leave it at that. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button if you want to get a notes direct to you. All at GaryK.com. So, again, I still don't have power. And I'm in a neighborhood where eight houses out of, I think where there's 80 or 90 houses in there. I thought it was 100, but I think it may be just 80. Eight of us on the same street don't have power. And we get the same usual, you know, but they actually almost promised today I'd be up by Sunday. Hey, thanks. As far as I told you what's happened in the office, we cannot get phone calls at our office right now. It's, you know, the Dixie cups and the strings, they were cut. And I'm sure you're watching the news, Key West. Unfortunately, I had an idea. They're saying 25% of the homes in the Keys are destroyed. And just it's heartbreaking. Everything that's happened with these weather events are just heartbreaking. So today on the show, I'm going to cover the supposed tax plan that's coming from the White House, may or may not. I'm going to talk about Hillary. I was going to do that yesterday. We ran out of time. Bitcoin. I don't usually talk about Bitcoin. You know what I think? I'm going to throw a little bit more at you today. Last night there was a fundraiser by a bunch of celebrities for the weather events. I'm going to cover that. Why? Just because. And, of course, the markets first and foremost. So we thank you for being here. This is Investor's Edge. So let's start with the taxes. Here's my prediction. You can mark it down. They're going to go corporate tax rate somewhere in the 20 to 25% range. They're not going to be able to go to 15%. The privileged few, the wealthy, are going to get absolutely nothing. And they may raise their taxes. No, really. They may raise the taxes of the so-called privileged few and the wealthy. What, Gary? They're not Republicans. Remember what we've told you here. These are not Republicans in my vein. They're not conservative Republicans. Do you hear any of them talking about government spending? They're not. Nothing's going to change. They're going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that around the edges. Remember, the middle class don't pay a ton of taxes already. So we'll see. I think if anything they're going to do for the wealthy is when you're dead. They may give you a break after you die. They may do something with the estate tax. I suspect they're going to leave alone the charitable deduction. They'll leave alone the mortgage interest deduction. But I think they may cap them. Not the charitable, but mortgage interest and maybe a couple other things. Meaning, above this level, you don't get the deduction anymore. So if you buy a $5 million house and you're in, you get my point. They'll cap it. That's what I think they're going to do. I think the health care deal is dead. I don't think they're going there. I think the Democrats won. Bernie Sanders is out talking about single payer. Single payer. Change those two words to government run. And you know what that's going to mean. Higher costs, higher premiums, higher deductibles, less coverage, and a lot of wait time. Why is there going to be a lot of wait time? Because just like government always does, they take away the positive incentives and they leave the negative incentives. Why the hell would anybody want to become a doctor going forward if they cap everything and your margins turn into supermarket margins? Think about it. Think about it. So there's a move afoot on that. I will be taken dragging and screaming against it. We already have too much government in the healthcare system, and look what's already happened with Obamacare. It's an absolute joke. And now, you know what? I'm not going to really go there. I'm just going to say the jury is really out on Donald Trump now. Really out on Donald Trump. We'll see how it plays out. If they raise taxes on the wealthy, you're just Barack Obama. You're just Nancy Pelosi. You're just Harry Reid. And the rest. So again, we'll report it to you. You know what we think. It's not it's 25%. Nah, it's 15% a tax problem. It's 85% a government problem. I did a whole dissertation for you yesterday. They spent $20 trillion more than they took in throughout the years. By the way, I had some numbskull email me, Gary, Bill Clinton had a surplus. It's a lie. Don't believe the BS. They moved over the Social Security into the regular budget and made it look good. On top of that, you had the major internet capital gains. And they went bye-bye very quickly in 2000. That was not long-lasting. But I will give Clinton credit on one thing. His spending. Last year of spending in Clinton was less than $1.8 trillion. This year is $4.1. Now, I have to think back whether I was happy with that or not. Certainly, it's a tiptoe through the tulips at this point in time. And in 4 years, it's going to be $5.1 trillion. So the royal scam continues. The con game on us continues. And the markets keep going up. Yay. But we'll keep watching them. We'll keep telling you what to own, what not to own. Remember, we can tell you what we think the final outcome is, but if we have a bull market for the next 10 years, we want to be in the bull market. Our job is to read the tape, read the fear and greed of investors and big money on a daily basis, and we will continue to do it. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, I have one more thing I wanted to mention in Trump land today. I'm giving you a guarantee. This is a guarantee. And if you know any of them, tell them I said so. You know this whole Dreamers controversy where the president came in and went to Congress and says, I'm giving you 6 months, fix it up. And he used this thing about that the whole, just so you do know this, don't bark. Winston, stop barking. Don't you love this radio show, ladies and gentlemen? I got dogs barking in the background. Stop. Thank you. So Barack Obama deported over 2 million people. But that wasn't racism. The media never reported that. Anyway, with the Dreamers, Barack Obama just broke the law and completely broke the law. I can't even put that mildly in putting this in that basically gave them this window that you're fine, beautiful, lovely because you're kids and you're innocent and your parents came here illegal and you shouldn't be deported and all that stuff. So it doesn't matter which side you're on. I'm guaranteeing you not one Dreamer is going to be deported. Not one. Criminals, if they find them, yes. If you're a criminal Dreamer, bye-bye. But not one Dreamer that is here. By the way, they're not kids. I know they're trying to paint this thing that's a bunch of three-year-olds. They're not. A ton of them are 25 and 30 now. Not one is going to be deported. They will be given amnesty. I don't know whether they get a pathway to citizenship. I don't know. But I'm guaranteeing you that Trump will not deport one of these people. So I'm just letting you know. I don't know if that means anything to you. I'm just letting you know. My opinion on it. How do you deport somebody that's been here since 5 years old, is now 24, and is working, has a Social Security, even pays Social Security, living a good life, creating? How do you do that? Interesting question, huh? I'll let you guys decide to answer. Anyway, we thank you for being here. This is Investor's Edge. Let's segue to the market. Lots to cover. Let's get going today. Thank you for being here. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow up 39, S&P up 1, NASDAQ up 5, NASDAQ 100 up 8. By the way, it all happened the last few minutes. What else? Advanced declines, flattish, a little better on the NASDAQ. New highs did contract, though. Anything else? Transports down 13, was down 40-something, came back a little bit. Small caps were up a little bit. A little bit of Jell-O moving on the plate today, but not that bad. But a few things I am noticing that I figure I'd tell you about. First off, I want to start with Equifax. I don't know if you know this, but Equifax had this major league hacking. And you know who Equifax is, right? They have all our credit records. So I guess billions and billions and billions of people got their names hacked and maybe information out. And the story is Equifax sat on the information that they were hacked for a while. Now, they're coming back and saying, we did not know how bad it was. Really. So what happened was Equifax, which was a good acting stock, was at 143, gapped down about 4 days ago, hit like 117, finished at 122. The next day drops to about 113, rallies up to 115 yesterday. And last night I'm thinking to myself, this is a damn good company. Do I dare just probe a little bit? It goes away from my discipline in that it's a negative event and you really have randomness of price action. And in that third second, I said, hell no. And of course, I did not buy. It's down to the 17 today to 99 bucks. And by the way, I'm not patting myself on the back. It's just a matter of I have a certain discipline about not doing certain things. But I'm just letting you know, you never do know. It looks like the Justice Department's coming in and some other people, and there's going to be some pretty good lawsuits. To what extent, I don't know, but wow, the stock's gone from 143 to 99 in 4 days. That's 44 points, shares outstanding, 120, ooh, man. Whoa. $4 billion, $5 billion of market cap gone. $5 billion of shareholder wealth gone. I got that right? Yeah, I got that right. My goodness gracious. Remember, we have certain thoughts on markets. A, if the CFO's leaving for unknown reasons, never buy the stock. This with the Equifax. There's all these little things that we tend to just, you know, we don't like companies that warn going forward, even though the stock maybe behaves right. We want companies that are expecting 80 cents a share and said they're going to do $1.10 type of thing. And the stock gaps up big time. That's what we look for. So, you know, I didn't have to have a shot of tequila to look in the mirror and say, what am I, crazy, Gary? Considering just probing a little bit? And that's the Equifax story. And again, I don't know where this ends up, but they got some heck to pay already. That's a lot of market cap gone bye-bye. And it goes back to the point of when you're a corporation, you have it is of utmost that you fully and fairly disclose material information, and they did not. And we'll see if – and by the way, Wells Fargo, that stock's gone from 60 to 51. Well, not that bad since they've had their problem. That's still a big market cap, though. Up next on The Edge, we'll decipher sector by sector, stock by stock. Hope you listen. And I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Sector by sector, stock by stock, the oils. I want you to notice today the OIH, the oil services, above the 50-day moving average. Now, I want you to notice since last February, actually late January, it has not been able to get above the 50-day moving average for more than a day. It did it in July and just came right back down the next day. We'll see what this one it means at this juncture. Volume has been on the heavy side, but we also do know there's a hurricane component to it. The XLE, the big oil, much stronger. The XLE broke above the 50-day 5 days ago and has stayed above it ever since. That's important. We'll see. Keep in mind, these are just counter-trend rallies and overall big bearish market, but definitely improvement at this point in time. The XOP is the Explorers. That got back above the 50-day moving average, too. This is a recovery move. There is really no leadership in the energy slash oil and gas complex. I can tell you some of the refiners like Cabot Oil and Gas acts fine. Royal Dutch acts fine. RDSA. That's a strong name. Valero. That's kind of sort of trying to break out here. VLO. Phillips 66. Refiner and marketer. Big base, not much to do there. Marathon Patrol, nothing there. But as you go through these other ones, the ones I've always watched, PXD, Pioneer Natural. Stock's gone from 200 to 135. It was up 5 today, but, you know, little insider buying lately, but nothing of consequence. XEC, Cimarex Energy, that one's better than Pioneer Natural. You'll see that is now starting to come up the right side after a long, drawn-out bearish market. Maybe meaningful, maybe not. When you look at the price of oil, that looks like it's trying to put in a pretty darn good bottom also. And, of course, gas prices have been going up because of what's been happening with the hurricanes. So I just wanted to start with the oils. With the markets acting better, gold's pulling back right now. Let's see where it pulls back to. Gold stocks, of course, are pulling back with it also. The dollar also is rallying a little bit here, and of course, as the dollar goes up, commodities will tend to come down. So I think that may be changing a little bit. Also, the bond market has been heading south. That's raising interest rates a little bit on the long end. That's been helping the financials, as we mentioned. But again, the only name that really showing anything is Citigroup, and that one's almost near the old highs. I can't even really mention another name in the vein of Citigroup right now. I'll let you know if that changes. I do know like a Morgan Stanley's in a big, big base. That's a trading range. Nothing to really report there. So that's on the financials. Few names. Amazon, on average volume, jumped above the 50-day moving average today. That's important. Now, average daily volume, but better than recent volume. Amazon's earnings were way down. This quarter, they're slated to lose money. Keep in mind, it's kind of sort of they do it on purpose. They're building all these fulfillment centers. I heard just now that somewhere they're going to do 1 million square foot somewhere. We care about price. Good action in price today. Apple, down $1.20 today. Was down almost $3 at one time. There's all this talk that the new iPhone, you know, there's a lot of, well, so what's so good about this? And I haven't read the whole thing yet because I've been moving around with the hurricane and stuff. But I'll spend some time on the weekend. But I know they're coming out with an 8. There's a 10, you know, all kinds of stuff. I didn't see anything in these new phones that were, wow. Wow. OLED, you know, screen. Whoopee-doo. No home button anymore. Whoopee-doo. Face recognition. Whoopee-doo. But I will tell you, it's over $1,000. I'm not so sure that's whoopee-doo. We'll find out if they went too far. But then again, I got to tell you, I was thinking about another analogy today. And it's a little bit different. And on a daily basis, a lot smaller. I remember when Disney used to charge like $39 a day. And they used to have these A, B, C, D, and E tickets. The E tickets were the best ones. Then they got rid of it. They went to 49, 59, and they do it slowly, $2 increments. I would have sworn to you if they broke the $100 mark that it would really affect theme park attendance. Nope. Not a lick. Not a lick. Now, I don't know what number will affect it, but it still hasn't affected it. Theme parks have done very well. And while they don't roll out numbers, you can tell. Now, SeaWorld a little bit different because they got their own set of problems. Universal, well, they got Harry Potter. Universal here in Orlando, Harry Potter changed the face of it. It was not doing well at all, even though that Islands Adventure is really nice. So we'll see price points, whether it matters or not. All right, so I'm starting with Amazon. Another decent day with the Chinese ADRs. Alibaba was up 3 and change. JD, simple. Through the 50-day moving average yesterday was up $2 today, about 4.5%. Bayzone, BZUN, up 2.5 today. So pretty good action in those Chinese ADRs. LendingTree, TREE. You want to see a tight flag pattern? Go take a look at TREE. And it's trying to move out. Volume was about average today. Keep in mind it only trades less than 200,000 shares a day, but it is a $236 stock. And I found a little insider buying over the last 6 weeks after the stock doubled. Not a lot, but a little. Other things that stuck out today, and really not a ton sticking out. Tesla. Somebody gave it a big raised target today. And you know what they said? We're holding our nose. We know they're losing a ton of money. We know this, that, and the other thing, but we think it's worth this amount of price. Gotta love that. Netflix also setting up again. Some of this high beta stuff setting up again. Google's lagging, but not really getting hurt, holding support. And, of course, that's helping the NASDAQ 100 at this point in time. But really, the big story today for me was the energy. Very good day. We'll see if they can continue on there. Time will tell. I do want to mention also, decent day in retail. And better action in retail lately. But you know what the better action's on? Supposed growing private, shutting 100 stores. Not about, oh, we're going to open 100 stores. Oh, we have such strong demand. It is for what I call the other reasons. And it can last only as much as it can last. But better action today in a Costco. You can see Costco today moved above 160. That was a little resistance level. But again, in a bearish market. Target. Target's been under 60 bucks for the last, since March. Trying to build on something. Looks like it wants to break through 60. Keep in mind the high was 80 in November. So a recovery rally. So a little better action in some of this retail stuff. But besides that, they pulled back the housing today. They pulled back the biotech. I mentioned the gold and silver. Transports, to a certain extent, they pulled that back too. The food, drug, beverage, tobacco, they pulled that back, but nonplussed about that. Didn't give me much to tell you. And that's about it for the ever-popular over-the-top sector analysis today. But watch that Amazon. That's an important name for the NASDAQ 100. That was a pretty darn good move today. I wish volume was much heavier. But volume isn't that heavy at this point in time. One other note. AutoZone moved above a little resistance today. Off the lows. Don't know what that means. Just letting you know. You know how we've been on top of those. Better action in the auto parts retailers here. Was up 18 today. AutoZone, O'Reilly Automotive was up 8 today, 4%. That also looks like it want to move above. And maybe a low is being put in finally for these auto parts retailers. So a few little things going on. And I get email about, I got the email today, hey, is this thing breaking out? Symbol LOXO. Yeah, it's breaking out of range today. They have no sales, lose a ton of money, and have a $2.6 billion market cap. Pick your poison, ladies and gentlemen. I leave it up to you. Up next on The Edge, this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, congratulations to the Cleveland Indians. Just won their 21st game in a row. A new AL record. I think 26 is the all-time record. I read it somewhere who held the 26. New York Giants. And, of course, Jay Bruce hit a three-run homer. You know, the Mets got rid of Jay Bruce, handed him to Cleveland. Boom, he wins the game. But that's unbelievable. They were 69-56. They're now 90-56. That's 21 games in a row. Couldn't say that about my Mets, right? Hillary Clinton's book, and again, we talk less and less about her as she goes into the dustbin. So she has this book out, and let's see. I wrote my list down. She blamed James Comey, Vladimir Putin, Julian Assange, that's WikiLeaks, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Mitch McConnell, the mainstream media that kisses her butt every day. Winston, stop barking. Winston, there's little kids running outside my door here at the hotel. Winston, stop. Stop. I'll give you a cookie. Very good. Thank you. The mainstream media. Today's show's Matt Lauer. Of course, it's all Fox News' fault. She blamed the Green Party candidate. Her name was Jill Stein, and she's a yutz. It was men's fault because it was sexism and misogyny, and nobody's going to elect a woman. I got news for you. I'd vote for Margaret Thatcher for the next 100 years over any man I have seen in the last 25, 30 years. Well, Reagan. We like Reagan. You hear my dog? That's Winston. Cosmo's sitting in the back here, just minding his own business. Come here, Winston. Come here. Thank you. Let me pet. Good boy. He blamed women who joined the anti-Trump marches after he won. Where were they before he won? Of course, it was white people's fault. No, really. By the way, it was black people's fault. Especially Black Lives Matter protesters who questioned her commitment to their cause. No, really. It was Joe Biden's fault for saying the Democratic Party did not talk about what it always stood for in her campaign. It was Yuma Abedin's fault. That's Anthony Weiner's wife. Well, ex-wife. For Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal. It was the Electoral College's fault because there shouldn't be an Electoral College. And she also blames history, as it's not normal for a sitting president to have a new somebody in that party win the election. So she's basically blamed everybody for her losing the election. I wanted to bring that up because I can't stand her. Come on, Winston. Stop barking. I'm on radio. Do you think Winston knows I'm on radio? I got my headset on and everything. Stop barking. Boy, oh boy. The kids are out there playing and everything. Should I just let them bark? What a radio show, huh? Anyway, that's our Hillary Clinton. And they did a Hollywood fundraiser last night. And I want to thank the celebrities. They raised tens of millions of dollars. But as usual, the hypocrisy of these people, Beyonce goes out and does a little dissertation on how we need to come together, but you're a bunch of racists. Stevie Wonder said, I'm not making this up, said that you are an idiot. You're a dummy if you don't believe in global warming. No, really. So these people that go out there, it's amazing they have to get political every time. And, of course, the racism part was a little dig on Donald Trump. And I just wish they'd stop it. But I do want to thank them because, you know what, forget all that outcome. A lot of money was raised, and hopefully it's spent wisely. Want it going directly to the people, not into some entity that has 30 people on the committee that are all on salaries, so the people that need it get 30 cents on the dollar. So let's hope this is done right, because I got to tell you, the pictures, come on, Winston, the pictures and the video that I am seeing, I'm whining and complaining. I'm just in a hotel because my power's down at my house. My trees are down, but didn't affect my house, and I'm a whiner. These people don't even know where they're going to live. Their homes are destroyed. And they don't even know if they can build where they live, because there's all this talk about flood zones going forward. So all you out there, if you haven't, you know, $1, $5, $10, $100, I'm told the Red Cross is the best place to go. But if you see anything else that you think is good, go right ahead. Go right ahead. And, of course, volunteering is great, especially anywhere in Florida that needs the help. Man, oh, man, oh, man. And I believe hurricane season peaked 2 days ago, and let's hope we don't see another one. Jose went out into the Atlantic. Goodbye. Of course, let's use the line, no way, Jose. I don't know what K is, but let's hope K doesn't find its way to the U.S. We've had enough. We really had enough. Man, oh, man. So markets finish up well today at the high of the day, and that's good news. By the way, that is meaningful, being the high of the day. S&P's a new high ground. The Dow, I believe, is not there yet, but no, Dow is a new close at new year high ground today. That's good stuff. It's still a 50-50 market. Part of that 50, though, is oils, and now oils are participating to a certain extent to the upside, too. We will keep telling you where the leadership is. We will keep telling you what to avoid with no bias, no agenda, no ulterior motives, and we hope you are working at it. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Stop your dogs from parking and make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
This clean edit of Investor's Edge created by Stu Lander. Follow me at twitter.com/STOLANDER.